It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time to talk chocolate again. The CMC Children's Mini College Chocolate Extravaganza is this Saturday. Joan Chovanec is here with us again. Emery Dieter, of course, you remember, is in charge of all those non-credit continuing education courses at CMC. And she's also a parent of a kid that went to a mini college. So it's good to see you again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Joan, how many years have you been doing this?
Well, this is 17 years for the Chocolate Extravaganza, and I've been involved in every one of them, but I've actually been with the program 19 years.
And you were involved as a parent, too, weren't you?
Yes, that was, back in 1992, I had my daughter at Mini College for a couple years, so, yeah, and funny thing, Gabe, I'll just say really quickly. Now, every single one of the preschool teachers has had children at Mini College. So it's it's a great tradition for our families and teachers. And having Anne Marie here, she knows firsthand about this event.
So it's kind of like KMTS. Once you get involved with it a little bit, you just kind of stick around
right.
And you can't leave.
Yeah. Well, you love it so much.
They just stick around for the chocolate.
Right, exactly.
Not exactly, no. But...
for the sugar.
Yes.
You might say.
Yes,
yeah.
That
right?
All happens after the kids go home or the night of the event. Plenty of chocolate at that event.
This is, by the way, I did say Saturday. It's 5 to 8 this Saturday at CMC, the Glenwood campus, the Glenwood Center right behind City Market.
Correct.
The Blake Center, for those of us that remember way back when, as they first called it,
yes.
When they first built it back in the early 80s, almost 40 years ago. Has it been 40 years?
I think
yes, it has.
It's close to.
It's about 41 because Mini College was there when they opened those doors. And there's a big story about that. The day that the first day the preschool opened way back in 1979, they had a huge flood. And the director opened the doors of the preschool and there was a huge mud slide through. And she shoveled it out, and preschool happened as was supposed
wow.
to.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I did not know that.
You had a sandbox the first year.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Great place to play with the mud. Yes.
It was a little red.
Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
the same color, but you know, it was a sandbox nevertheless. Mm-hmm. If folks want to buy tickets, it's just $15 each. That includes a couple glasses of wine for the adults. Is this an adult-only event?
We can have children that are a little older. We often get alumni that have been at the preschool. But we're looking for, I'm going to say probably 13 and up.
Okay.
And you can buy your tickets at the door. There's been some question about where to get tickets. Just come on in. The doors will be unlocked, ready to go at 5 o'clock. And it'll get you in for that 2 glasses of wine. We're going to have the chocolate fountain is back this year. Mm. Lots of Sunshine Moon is providing us some great chocolate treats. And then, of course, we have a lot of savory appetizers as well. So it's just... And unbelievable silent auction again.
Sounds like Bill and Anne-Marie will be there.
No.
I will be. I'll be waiting early.
Yes.
Find me at the chocolate fountain.
Right. You had me at chocolate fountain. Is that kind of what you
think? Yeah.
And by the way, if you have any questions after today's conversation, you can always call Joan at 945-2446 as well. So it's CMC Children's Mini College. It is a preschool, right?
It is.
But you call it mini college for a reason.
It's CMC Children's Mini College. There's that acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is lifelong learning. So it's so wonderful to see alumni walking through the doors and heading into their classes at the college. That's our goal, is to make it exciting for these kids, to make it fun, and to help them succeed as they go through their educational careers. And And see, another reason why I wanted Anne Marie here is because we are such a great partner with the college that I think it's just appropriate to have them here. We get so many, there's so many benefits that go hand in hand with the preschool.
Yeah. And I just think that, especially for my son, Wylan went there, and they do such an incredible job at the nurturing. I mean, the first introduction to education that your child has is so important. And the way they love and nurture these children, they are excited to learn and they want to learn. So they're building that memories and just what they think of for education, and then that turns into lifelong learning. So I think that they are such a critical piece of that beginning of their educational experience.
So it's not just daycare. It's not just drop the kids off and they, you know, run rampant throughout the college, you know, throughout the day.
Sometimes they do.
Well, snow days.
Going to the gym. We try to keep them in line. But, yes, we do a little difference this year where we are now offering a full day.
That's right.
And so our children, up until this year, we were part day, 4-hour day. Parents could choose morning and or an afternoon. However, times have changed. We used to have a long wait list for that afternoon 1 to 5 spot. And I think as more parents are working, we really were not meeting the need of the community as well. So we introduced a half day still. It's in the morning, 8 to noon. And then we also offer 8 to 3:30. And it's just been a great boost for our enrollment. And I feel like it's definitely meeting a need for the community. We also offer an extended day till 5:15. I don't have currently I don't have anybody that is doing that, but it's just, you know, it's great. It's really, it's different but wonderful.
Sure. What types of activities, learning activities do you have? Obviously this is all age appropriate. Mm-hmm. So it's so funny. I wish I could remember the context, but we were talking just the other day with somebody and the memory of the shapes, you know, the box or the ball that has mm-hmm. the different shapes and the plastic mm-hmm. parts that you have to get into yeah. the different shapes.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually sharing how smart I felt when I was like, you know, 4 years old, and that, look, I can get them all in there. I'm so smart. I'm, you know, rocket scientist here.
And that is a big accomplishment for a 3-year-old or 4-year-old. It's huge. And absolutely we always have a big block of free play time for children to mm-hmm. explore at their own pace. And teachers are there to aid them if they are needing some help with a project, maybe in the art area, in the block area. We are always trying to challenge them. So if a child comes and asks, you know, why I can't get this block, I can't get these blocks to stay up together, we'll say, well, how have you been doing it? What do you think if we tried it this way? And let them kind of follow that journey and find their own way to accomplish whatever they're trying to do. Art as well. I can't get something to stick. Well, glue might not work. What do you think? We got other things here. Child might have an aha moment. How about I
duct
try
tape.
That tape? Yeah, exactly. Duct tape. We don't really use duct tape, but we do use a lot of tape.
Probably the Scotch variety.
Yes. Masking tape.
There you go. You mentioned that kids get ample opportunity to play as well. Of course, our oldest daughter, actually teaches a class at CMC for Anne Marie. One of the twins is a teacher in the elementary level. She talks a lot about how important recess is for kids. You know, a lot of people think, well, they should be learning. Why are they outside? Actually, it helps learning when they have a chance to kind of zero the brain outside or, you know, in some other physical activity, then go back to the books.
Absolutely. You know, Gabe, at this age, this preschool age, play is the most important thing they can do. That's mm-hmm. how they are making sense of the world. That's they are role playing what they see mm-hmm. their parents do, what their aunts and uncles do, and it's so important for them to do that and have yeah. plenty of time to do it. So we do offer morning. They have about an hour and a half of free play inside, and then we try to give them a good hour outside of same thing, free play. And there's nothing more important for that age.
And that's great for social skills later mm-hmm. on as well, right? Mm-hmm. You know, learning how to interact with others and share and communicate and all of those things.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure really what happened to me, but it's, works most of the time, but not all, right? Again, CMC Children's Mini College 17th Annual Chocolate Extravaganza is this Saturday night, 5 to 8. Again, there will be some chocolate there. Chocolate Fountain returns this year, which I know is a popular one in the past. Just $15 per person. That includes a couple glasses of wine, probably red if you're the chocolate and the red wine,
yes,
right? No port, though.
No, we don't have port.
All right. but red wine.
Yeah, we've got some nice wines.
Of course, exactly.
That's from Big Sid's Bottles has donated our wine this year.
We'll talk more about the wine, about the chocolate fountain, which you can expect, and the silent auction is a huge part of this. Again, this is a fundraiser for the mini college. We'll talk more about what you'll use that money for and what the experience is like when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Joan Chovanec and Anne-Marie Dieter, who you've heard lots over the last few years from CMC. Currently in charge. What is your title? I'm sure it's like, 128 characters long at least.
No, it's just the non-credit coordinator.
For the Glenwood
campus. Center, yeah. So each center has their own coordinator.
Gotcha. One of the things that we've talked about regularly is the Gift of Education free lecture series.
Yes.
And the next one's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yeah. So Thursday. So I did it for the whole spring semester. It's all about health. Mm. So each one is about health. And so the one coming up is movement and mental health, which we wanted to take a kind of a stab at depression in this valley and the suicide rate and everything. And we wanted to look at alternative methods that we could help deal with that. And so our friends at Midland Fitness are going to talk about how you can use movement to alleviate depression and things that you can do.
Sure.
And it's kind of a panel discussion. It will be on Facebook as well. So you can go to tomorrow at 6:30.
Like Facebook Live?
Facebook Live.
Oh, okay.
So we do these all Facebook Live, and then you can look on our website for any ones that we've done previously and listen to previous recordings.
So coloradomtn.edu and then go
to the Glenwood Center.
Okay. All right. And you can check all of those from this year?
Yeah.
It's interesting. We're talking that first segment about the benefits of physical activity for mm-hmm. young people. And I'm trying to articulate this how my dad put it, like physical cardiovascular exercise from a mental health standpoint releases endorphins mm-hmm. and kind of, like I said before, zeroes everything out. And helps you maintain a positive outlook.
Yes, and that's part of exactly what we're going to talk about.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be necessarily, heavy exertion, just some kind of physical activity.
Yeah, walking.
As my grandparents, my parents would tell me when I was a kid, just some fresh air.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That starts at 6:30 tomorrow night?
6:30 tomorrow night at the Blake, at the
Glenwood Center.
My brain. Where are we?
Right behind City Market, 6:30, and Facebook Live, and the archive at coloradomtn.edu. Just go to the Glenwood Center page.
Yes, and it's all free, so come on down.
Free is a good price.
Yes.
Again, Joan is the
Director of Children's Mini College.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Director of CMC Children's Mini College. Again, you're dealing with toddlers, right? Preschool age kids.
We are dealing with 3 to 4, 5-year-olds. So the toddlers are the 2-year-olds.
Okay.
You know, they're a little, about 18 months up to about 2 and a half. And we've got the We've got the more mature ones, 3, 4, and 5.
Potty trained kids, typically?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know.
That adds a whole new level of complications to your day.
It definitely does. And, you know, a child may start off potty trained, and then they get into this very social environment, and, you know, accidents happen.
But that's different than actually having to change diapers.
Than to be out of diapers, yes.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Sure. And so do you still have a waiting list? I want to say when we've had conversations in the past, it's you're always full.
Yeah, we are. And we do have a pretty healthy wait list. We will be having our open house and fall registration, and that's April 14th. And it's from 8:30 to noon. And I'll have more information about that. Our website actually has been we are now on the CMC site as well, so coloradomtn.edu. You'll find more information about the preschool and those dates of registration, so it'll be up there as well.
I know when I was looking for just the basic who, what, where, when, why, and how, I just Googled Children's Mini College Chocolate, and it came up. It was like the first result.
Nice.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, you
very
can
good.
get information there. Thank Again, you. The extravaganza is this Saturday night, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Glenwood Center behind CMC. So chocolate fountain, you just stick your wine glass in the chocolate fountain or?
Well, no, we won't be doing that. I don't think Linda from Colorado Candies would really appreciate us doing that. You know, everything else that you can imagine from, well, mainly fruit, you know, grapes, pineapple, strawberries, but also crackers and pretzels and marshmallows and
Marshmallows. That sounds okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. There's and last year Linda brought over homemade marshmallows. I don't know if
she
that'll
makes
happen.
Wonderful.
She does. So that's, you know, there's cookies, all kinds of things as far as that goes for that fountain. So.
And we love because the kids make the cookies in the building smell so delicious.
Oh, that's awesome.
They've made chocolate chip cookies. They've made some chocolate haste. We have to work. They get in there and they get chocolate on their hands, and the first thing they want to do is lick that chocolate off. But don't worry, we're watching them. You got to go wash your hands, come back. But we never have any lack of helpers when we pull out the baking.
That's
and they love to do that.
And another great early learning experience.
Absolutely.
You know, something pretty simple that we all take for granted, and yet kids absolutely love it. Kids love to help.
Yes. They do.
You know?
They do. They live for it. They really do. And that's one thing at our preschool. We really try to help these kids become as independent as possible. If they spill, they clean that up. If they get themselves wet, they know where their box is to go change. They clean up after their free play time. It's just part of our philosophy.
That's awesome.
They take pride in it. I think that's a great way for children to really feel empowered, is if you give them opportunity to help themselves.
Get some real appreciation for what they have earned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about the silent auction. This is a huge silent auction. I want to say you've got a number of tables, so many that you have to do like a phased close of each of those tables.
We do. We have we have 10, what we're calling 10 tables, but in actuality, two tables at a time will close. So it'll be two tables that are under number one. This sounds very confusing, but as of this morning, I have 198 silent auction items.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
I'm telling you, I have to just do a shout out to the business community, the art community. People just, they step up. They give us fantastic donations every year. It's, you know, I know businesses are hit up every which way for donations, mm-hmm. and they come through. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got the local restaurants, and I, you know, Pullman, Juicy Lucy's, Colorado Ranch House, all the ones that you think of, Rivers. I can't really hardly think of a restaurant that hasn't donated. There's the Art Guild, the Cooper Street Gallery. The artists there have all, I came out of there with armloads of just beautiful artwork, from pottery to paintings. Wow. Yeah, it's impressive. It really is.
Again, 198 items.
So far and counting.
Being a parent of a couple kids that went to a mini college, Amory, did you come away from any particular item that you really remember?
There's a number of them. I still have this beautiful woven, like, plate, but it's like a saucer plate that I still have in my house today. And I wanted that. That, and then I have a pair of beautiful earrings.
Mm-hmm.
We always try to get, you know, restaurant. When sure. I try to keep Bill away from these things because he's just flat out dangerous.
Oh, it's good deals. Good yeah. deals. Subaru has given us a full auto detail. Bright Fork Furniture donated a beautiful chair and ottoman.
Wow.
I know. It's just heartwarming.
Yeah.
City Market. And I do want to say Colorado Mountain College, they have really stepped up. They help us with our the IT support is just unbeatable.
Yeah, great.
The facility, we had been at Mortgage Commons, beautiful area. We're so glad to be back to the Glenwood Center, though. It just feels like we're coming home. It yeah. feels really good.
Especially after spending that many years there, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah. yes.
Again, 198 silent auction items, so we're just scratching the surface those silent auction items. Do you know how many tables yet you're going to need?
I think that as everything is said and done, we'll probably have 24 tables, which will be closing 12 at a time. So with this being said, at about 5:45, the first tables will be closing. And then every 15 minutes, another table closes. So it's hard to get your wine and your chocolate and then keep track of your items. Mm-hmm. It's a fast-moving event.
Any tips about how to keep track of your the items that you're watching?
I like to hover.
Okay.
A lot of people do.
Well, and this is, I'll never forget, I was on the committee when Weiland was there, and Joan said, you know, we've done this so many years, we have it kind of down to a science, and they really do. I mean, when they start closing tables, it's not one of those long, drawn-out evenings.
Well, that's what I was
saying. It's very efficient.
That actually helps if you do this continually throughout the evening, as opposed to
one
events
mess.
Over 24 tables you have to reconcile and figure out.
No,
all the time campers like Anne Marie are trying to get back in there and get one more high bid.
Yes, exactly.
I'm telling you, people can
throw some elbows.
They really watch those bid sheets for things they're interested in.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Again, if you want to check out the 17th annual Chocolate Extravaganza at Children's Mini College, it's this Saturday, 5 to 8 at the Glenwood Center behind CMC. Again, gift certificates to restaurants, health and fitness.
Service. Yes, we've got lodging. We have we got 4 tickets to the Denver Zoo. We got 4 tickets to the Museum of Natural History, Science and Natural History.
Awesome.
And even some restaurants in the Denver and Boulder area. So
we've
reached out and just going to be a fun night.
That's awesome. Again, you can get tickets at the door Saturday night.
Yes.
If you have any questions we haven't answered here, just give Joan a call at 945-2446. If you need to leave a message, that's fine. She's probably busy. Obviously.
I'll get back to you, though, I promise.
Kind of par for the course, right?
Yeah.
One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Colorado Mountain College Children's Mini College, so CMC.
That's right.
This Saturday night, it's their annual Chocolate Extravaganza, the big fundraiser of the year, right, Joan?
Yes, it is. The funds that we raise for this through this silent auction and fundraiser is going to go directly into operating expense. I think a lot of people assume because we are part of the college that we are a supported program. However, we are an auxiliary of the college, so we pay the college for our space and the wonderful services that we get through fundraising, grant writing, and then this tuition from the preschool. So, this is a big one. So operating expense, and we also do offer some tuition assistance. So we'll be using the funds for for both of those, tuition assistance and operating expense.
Thank you for answering that. Mm-hmm. I always love it when the questions are answered. I don't even have to ask them. By the way, Joan is the director of the Children's Mini College. Anne Marie Dieter is a past parent mm-hmm. of the a couple kids that went to Mini College.
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we moved here. Dalton was already in elementary school. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So they don't have Mini College in Durango.
No.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. So tell me, was there a favorite activity?
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. You are so timely, Gabe, because I just brought this down. You know how Facebook pops up memories?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And so Bill had been recording Weiland, who was practicing very diligently for a program that he had at Mini College. And he was 5 at the time, and it popped into our feed. And it is the cutest thing you've ever seen because he's singing the song I'm Thankful. And so he was like, I'm thankful for the earth. And he's like singing. It is so adorable. And it's one of their programs that they still do. So when I hear all these kids sing this song, it is the sweetest thing. And they really get into these arm gestures and they've got movements. And it is just so sweet. That and just I love how it's so enriching in that environment. Like as soon as you walk in, because when we moved here, I kind of panicked because I didn't know where, and I knew my child was ready for some type of school. And so Sopris was full. And so somebody said, I think they have something at the college. And we went, and I met Joan. Mm-hmm. We walked in. She was cleaning, of course. She's always working. She's always working very hard. And so as soon as I walked in the door, you can just feel how welcoming it is. I mean, it's not the typical, I don't know, there's just something about the atmosphere that you just feel welcome, and those families, those kids just thrive, I think.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah. We work on that.
Do you remember Weiland's performance?
Oh, yeah. I definitely do. Everything about it, what she's talking about. Absolutely. Yeah. He was a fun, happy boy. Yeah. And I think he still is, but mm-hmm. he was a treat in preschool. We really mm-hmm. enjoyed him. I can't think of a child that we've had there that we haven't enjoyed. They're all unique and have their own personalities, mm-hmm. and we embrace every diverse and every child there. It's just it's great.
Is it interesting? You mentioned that you have been there long enough that now some of your former students mm-hmm. in the mini college are going to real college.
Mm-hmm.
Is it interesting reconciling their personality now versus their personality when they were, you know, 3, 4, 5
really
years old?
It's really amazing. There's things that you can see that they're still. You still see some traits that they had when they were in preschool. Mm. But, of course, it's just it's neat to see them blossom and to be, taking on these classes. Quite often, those students that are coming into college, if the door's open in the preschool, I'm still in there, they'll come in and, hi, how's it going? And, do you mind if I come and look around? And I remember this, and I remember playing here and using these. It's just heartwarming. It's wonderful. And, yeah, you do see some characteristics.
Having that conversation, I'm now wondering if I should go seek out Mr. Phillips, my kindergarten teacher, and ask him. So, D. Wagstrom, who was our aide when I was in kindergarten. So,
wow, that is good memory.
Am
Gabe.
I just as goofy as I was?
Yeah,
back then?
That is.
Or the other way around.
He would have said, I knew you were going to do radio.
Probably not, actually. Again, the 17th annual Chocolate Extravaganza featuring the Chocolate Fountain and lots of great fruit and other things to slide into the chocolate. That's this Saturday night, 5 to 8. Again, that big silent auction, 198 items, 24 tables of silent auction mm-hmm. items. You said you're going to start closing tables around 6:45?
Yeah, no, at about 5. It'll be, let's see, I think it's going to be about 6:30. We try to.
Okay.
Yeah,
6:30 or so.
I think
anyway,
I'm going to say get there by 6 o'clock because once these items are once we get everything in, that's when we'll decide what time we'll start closing.
Is it a mix of items on each table?
Yes, it is.
Or will you have the items that you think could potentially be the bigger ticket items
towards the end? Yes, okay. The tables are mixed. We don't have themes on tables. Like, we don't have restaurants all on one table and art on one. We mix that up because people come in and they might have been looking for some particular restaurant or wanting to just get some auto detail or something. So we'd like to be able to have those type of items available all night long for people that may not get there right at 5.
And again, your $15 admission includes 2 glasses of wine for those that are 21 and older. Again, kids are welcome, but more mature kids.
Yes.
You said 13, I think.
Preschoolers and chocolate fountain and chocolate and silent auction items, it just doesn't really go well together. So we do want them to be about 13 or so.
I've seen a couple adult. No,
yeah. I'm thinking of the stereotypical wedding pictures.
Yes.
Everybody has a wedding picture of the little 3-year-old kid with the finger right in the frosting.
Yes. You
know? I know we certainly do.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, that can happen.
The irony is, I think it was the daughter of the lady that made our cake.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
My God.
So she's probably used to it. You know, at home, it's probably no big deal. And, you know, people that do that, shit probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's always something with frosting. Again, you can buy tickets at the door for the chocolate extravaganza this Saturday night. Do you have a method for folks to get those in advance, or is it better at this point to just get them at the door?
We don't. We don't sell advance. We just open the doors
Just show up. Yes. Bring $15 per person.
Yep.
So. $30 for an interesting evening out, plus you can bid on some of those silent auction items. Will you have a way for folks to pay for admission and the silent auction with, like, a credit card?
We do offer credit cards.
Okay.
Yes. So they can pay for their entrance fee. But, of course, we need that up front. And then after tables close, that's the other nice thing about staggering the closing of those tables.
Definitely.
So if somebody wants, after their table closed and that was all they were interested in,
they can just check
out and off they go. And they don't have to wait till 8 o'clock. And on the other side of that, if you are wondering, did you win an item, but you left, we'll be in touch with you if you did.
So
it's
really handy.
So you'll put your phone number or something on your big sheet.
Yep, we have all that information.
There you go.
Touch.
Again, if you have any questions we didn't answer today, Joan's number is 945-2446. Again, Anne-Marie is a parent of a kid that went to Mini College. And you're also in charge of the non-credit classes at the CMC campus in Glenwood. Again, the gift of education, free lecture. It's more of a panel discussion tomorrow night, Thursday night, starting at 6:30 at the Glenwood Center and on Facebook Live. Kind of going through this particular series is regarding exercise and that kind of thing and just health in general.
Yeah.
Health in general, tomorrow night's is about exercise. The next one, which will be next month?
It'll be April 2nd.
Okay, so a couple months, sorry.
It's going to be all about the internet, our new neighborhood, and talking about what that's done to kids and their health. And Sonia Lindman is going to be the speaker there, and she's excellent.
I bet Joan could tell you a lot about how the internet and just devices has affected kids.
If we can't put anything else out there, reduce that time those kids are on that that screen time. It's so important for them to have that physical face-to-face or actually working out problems or anything other than that. We're seeing a big change in kids.
It's interesting. A lot of people think, well, they're young, they're preschool age, you know, what can really, but there's so much learning that happens at that young age.
Oh,
it makes
so
a profound difference.
Yeah, so impressionable.
And that's one of the reasons why learning, even if it's simple things, be it social interaction or that kind of thing, is so important.
Oh, it is. We really encourage our parents, if their child is under two, they don't need any screen time. And then once they get to be 3 to 5, we say, limit it. If they an hour tops, and maybe not at the same time, but really, kids don't need screen time. They need to be out. Exploring them on their own.
And role-playing.
Yes, yeah. And role-playing. Yeah, there are some educational games out there. I'm not going to argue with those, but the majority of the things that children need to experience need to be in real time.
Yep.
Yeah. You kind of touched on earlier, I think, Kids Camp, which is coming up in the summer. Mm-hmm. Still some details, but for parents that have preschool-age kids, Kids Camp may be an option for them this summer?
We will be offering a June summer camp. It's coming up in June. We are working out the details as far as the hours of operation, but there will be a camp this summer at Children's Mini College, and stay tuned for more details about the days and the times.
And again, you also have a page on the CMC website. ColoradoMTN.edu is the website there. And open house also coming up in April, right?
April 14th. So we'll have that all nailed down at that time.
All right. So. Anything else from either of you?
Well, you want to talk about the summer camp.
Yeah, so we've got a summer camp as well. We've done it for a couple years now, and we partner with the Maureen Toffer, who does excellent dance program. And it's just we've done it for a couple years now, and I think we really have it dialed in. So it'll be in June and July. We usually do a two-week class option, and then there's a one-week. There's 2 1-weeks and usually 1 2-week, but it works out really well, and the kids do a lot of information, or just activity and dance. And Fridays they're going to have yoga, and we've got art mixed in, and it's just going to be a great program.
You also mentioned you wanted to put out there for anybody that has some kind of interest in a non-credit course, just give you a call and run it by you. And
definitely.
Obviously, you have a process which you have to go through, but there's a possibility you may be adding it to the I can't call it a curriculum.
Yeah.
To the list of available programs.
Yes. And I'm always reaching out to the community because, like I was telling, I don't really want to compete with any of the others. But if there's a void in the community that you see, like we just started the class for children with disabilities, stuff like that, please come approach me. Send me an email, give me a call, and let me know. What your ideas are, and we definitely can make that happen. And if you can have somebody who teaches it, that's always there's always the caveat of we have all these great ideas, we just need somebody to teach that class. But I would love to hear from you.
And you don't necessarily need to be, a university level professor in order to teach these classes either. What's your phone number, Anne-Marie?
947-8477.
Okay. Again, that's Anne-Marie's number. So if you have comments, suggestions about non-credit courses, and if you know someone who could teach those courses, Anne-Marie's number is 947-8477. If you have questions about the chocolate extravaganza at Mini College, it's 945-2446. That's Joan's number.
Yep,
again, $15 this Saturday night, 5 to 8 p.m., for those 21 and over, you'll get a couple glasses of wine that go with that. You can enjoy that while you try out some stuff under the chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
Not the wine glass, please.
No, not the wine glass.
And again, just buy those tickets at the door. Check out all those 198 silent auction items. And I guess that's it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's
our pleasure.
Yeah.
It's our pleasure.
It's a really fun event. We did a girls' night, too, where we just got a bunch of girls and went
great.
Out and came there, and then we went to dinner. It was super fun.
And it ends early enough. That's an
it's
easy
perfect.
Thing to do.
Yeah. You can take your gift certificate that you won at the silent auction
and go
over and use it at the restaurant.
There you go. That
there
makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right. All the best, ladies. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.